Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
Yeah. Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. What's going on with you? Hey, I'm Pastor Rod. How are you? I hope you're having a blessed Monday. Giving all honor, glory, and praise to the Elohim, the Mashiach, Christ, our Lord, and the Ruach Elohim, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to all our brothers and sisters all over the world. We are here to greet you and to introduce you to a new show that will pull the covers off things that need to be exposed in order for the people to be educated to what's happening near and around them. We're going to break the chains off things that are going on around in your community, in your neighborhoods, things that just are going on. Joe, myself, and my brother, Rodney Toomer, we're just going to talk about things that need to be exposed. The covers need to be pulled off of them, and we're just going to just expose them. And tonight, we're going to talk about some things that are going on, like, for instance, what's happening to our black dollars in our communities, and what was the big deal about this doggone Popeye's chicken sandwich. We got to talk about it, y'all. What's going on with us, all right? It's time for Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment on the Monday night right here on YAT Radio.
We live in some perilous times, people. And the truth that can set us all free has been so greatly misrepresented that some of y'all think it's a lie. But this world is deceiving. These heathens got you believing that you be needing products, find value in a company. Bust their bubble, cut the strings of their puppetry and wizardry. And my father gave me a college, so it's up to me. I'm feeling froggy, so a leaf will Kermit keep on sipping tea. And our sisters, they wail and weep because they lose their dignity. Unarmed brothers lose their lives behind the barrel of PD. But incarceration and genocide is in the street. Never let your value be determined by a society that uses people and loves things that's material. And don't think that you have to prove yourself to religious people that are caught up in external and neglect the spiritual. Overcome the stronghold of oppression, manifesting the blessing that's burning inside of your spirit. And greater is he who live inside of me. So this evil, wicked world, I don't have to fear it.
I don't even know why the truth the people will deny. It's time for everybody to unify. One kingdom under the Most High. I don't even know why the truth the people will deny. It's time for everybody to unify. One kingdom under the Most High.
Creator made you so fearfully and wonderfully in his likeness, but this world is deceiving. We gotta fight just to reclaim our identity from the thievery. Optical illusions of circumstances and scenery. If the puppet master orchestrating techniques of our discord, please renew our minds from all of this, Lord. You are not irrelevant, replaceable, or expendable. And even the most broken life, it is mendable. And if you let the light inside it permeate and penetrate and pollinate your perspective so you can emulate the one and only one that'll get you right and get you straight. And there's nothing stronger than this love, forget the hate. And if we just truly understood this abundant life that was waiting for us, we would never just live as a tourist. And if you and I would truly unify, it will be amazing. The harmonious dynamics of living
chorus. The truth the people will deny. It's time for everybody to unify. One kingdom under the Most High. I don't even know why the truth the people will deny. It's time for everybody to unify. One kingdom under the Most High.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to Breaking Chains with YAT Radio. It's a special assignment. What's going on with you? Hey, it's my brother Rodney Toomer. What's going on with you, bro?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, it's another day to be blessed.
As always.
Peace and blessings.
As always, peace and blessings, brother.
Yes, sir, bro. Always.
We got to talk that into existence, brother. when we talk.
Yeah, man, we got you. Always,
yeah.
always, brother. That's how we always greet each other. We got to bring that to existence, man. That's what it's about. Hey, man.
Absolutely.
Let's jump into it, man, because I really want to talk about because this is gonna bring in our main topic, because I want our main topic tonight to be something that you brought up earlier about our black dollars, because our black dollars were so much affected this past week on a chicken sandwich. And I want you to kick that off, man, because I saw so many posts this week on Facebook, and you made a valid point this week on Facebook, and man, I wanted to respond. I said, "Wasn't no need," because I made my response because you said something, and I was like, the lines were long anyway, because you said something that all of the people that get on here be like, "Hey, man, Roski, yeah, man, you right, bro, and they were the main ones that was in line and sitting on there and doing just the opposite. So it's like. You can't be on both sides of the fence at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You got to choose where you're going to be. You're going to either be over here or you're going to be over there. And bro, let's go ahead and jump in there, bro. Go ahead, kick this thing off, man. Mic is all yours, bro.
Well, I mean, you know, we know what happened. Some people said it was a tremendous bargaining scheme that both chicken corps were in, companies were in on, some say it wasn't. But to me, the most heartbreaking and discouraged thing that I saw was, we can't get that in the black businesses in the community, and they have great food too. And some of them got more healthier food than what you got. You don't even know, man. We can start breaking down the chicken that they use when they cut the top off the breast and then give it to you, bread it up, shoot it up. I mean, we could go into the science all day, but that's on people. You have to be wanting the information. And if you see the truth, 9 times out of 10, they said you'll win. If you know better, you'll do better.
That's
but
right.
That has totally alleviated us, man. So to me, it was more about the money, the economics of it, to me, because the majority, and you can look and check that 85 to 90% of the people that bought that sick chicken sandwich were black.
That's right, absolutely.
The Popeyes is based. The majority of the majority of Popeyes that are in the location that they're strategically, they're put in these locations. And where are they? Around the poor, around the black people. They're always there, you know. And that's all we have in our community is just a trailer full of bad foods, you know. And those are interceptors. Those affect your brain, your thinking when you eat that kind of food. And it's so deep. But I mean, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone, brother. I really do, because it's some of us that know this and get it, but the masses are not. So it's effective about the 100% rule, where 85% of the people are blind, deaf, dumb, and blind, and are poison animal eaters. And you got the 10% that know the truth but keep the truth from the 85%. And then you have the 5% that are always trying to teach the 85% and being alienated by the 10%. But they keep on with the fight. But working and trying to just give people information, and all they have to do is just check it for themselves. And if you check this and you know that it's not good for you and you know what you need to do, then why? What's the problem? And that's where the frustration comes in for people like yourself, for people like me, for people that are always trying to spread information. It ain't to keep saying, okay, that ain't no complaint. That's to put the information out, letting you know what you're working with and how it's progressive and it's constantly changing. And all these changes are all dominated by the common denominator of white supremacy. And I hate saying white supremacy, because there ain't nothing supreme about white. And I'm just being honest with you. You know, to each his own, every human being has that opportunity to be great. So it ain't no human beings. And if you're going to deal with it like that, you got to deal with it. Well, who was the first? And ain't nobody, you can science it up. Anybody can say that the first is going to always be the best. Now, do you use that in a way that that does something or harms somebody else? Absolutely not. But if you're the best, you know you're the best. Look at you. We don't. People say that we're all the same, but we not the same. Look at us and look at the other Caucasians. Look at us. We're not the same. We have different DNAs. We have different smells that come from our bodies. We have different textures of hair. We have a thing in us called melanin, is charcoal, and that gives us our soul. Gives us why we lead the cultures of all cultures. We are the culture leader. Everybody follows what we do, and then they make money off it. But the only people that are hurting from that are us, because we're not getting broke off. And you see that in the community. You go walk, you go down any community, you know what we see. So it for me, for that Popeyes thing, it was an opportunity for you to see how great you can be. It was a glimpse of showing in you, if all us did that to somebody in our community, and don't worry about them getting rich or them doing this, well, everything works out. Everybody, God has something for everyone. So if you worry about somebody constantly elevating and you're not worried about yourself elevating, then that's where the problem lies. So we're sitting here, and I'm looking at this, and I mean, it was just on my news feed. I just got tired of seeing it. It was just this chicken sandwich. And it just brought to mind so much stuff. It was Boondocks that was about 8 years old, like 8 years ago. And it had the same thing on it about the chicken. You can go look when you get opportunity for your listeners out there and you ride, man. Go on YouTube and look for Boondocks chicken, black people, and see what they come up with and watch that. We got the fighting at the place when they ran. I saw it all. And I saw the lines, and I didn't see the lines. Somebody can't tell me, well, you probably watched the social media. No, driving down Spring Hill Avenue in Crichton and seeing those lines like that.
That's crazy.
So, you know, it is what it is, brother, but, you know, we keep pushing. We keep trying to help each other, you know.
But we've had a lot of black businesses that have had to close their doors because we don't support them. We won't go in and buy their food. We won't go in and buy their supplies out of their stores. Mom and pop stores have had to close down and right in our communities, gone. And it's just amazing. A lot of them everywhere. And I just find that this just crazy to me. Went into one yesterday afternoon and wanted to have some lunch. And I was just amazed on a Sunday afternoon how the lines at the fast foods were long, but there was no one sitting in this black-owned restaurant. You know what I'm saying? There were more Caucasians coming here than our very own people to support this black man's restaurant.
It's a formula, brother.
Yeah, I know.
Black people, African Americans, we spend 80% of our income on non-essentials.
Yeah, exactly.
As blacks, we are the ninth wealthiest nation colony in the world. Meaning what we spend, $1.5 trillion a year, is the same as nine different other nations. We ain't talking about the United States. We talking about us as people. 30% of all black women have a checking or doesn't have a checking or a saving account. 55% of the African Americans who black us admit that we do not pay our bills on time. You know what I'm saying? It's so many factors. 84% of blacks carry a monthly balance of their credit cards. You know what I'm saying? We live check to check. We can't retire when it's time for us to retire. We have to keep working just to still make ends meet. So we're talking financial. So if $23 to $25 billion could have been made in 11 days, just think about that. Just think about, just give us a third of $3 million right here where we live can be made in the community. Then that's telling, you know?
Mm, mm, mm. Wow. Wow. So.
So. Go ahead, brother.
You know, because I know that you deal in these numbers every day. You know, so my question to you is that. You know, I know that we spend like $1.5 trillion a year just as black people. That's what we spend a year. And this is on non-essentials. You know, we ain't spending this on buying land. We ain't spending this on things that are worth nothing. You know, this is just going back outside of our community. So if that money is coming into our community, you know what I'm saying? You know, come on, man. You know, this is something going outside. You know what I'm saying? We got a high rate of homelessness. We got a high rate of drug use. We got a high rate of dropout rates. We got a high rate of crime, murder, pregnancy. We got a high rate of a lot of things that are going on, killing our community. But we spending. We got the number. We number nine at the high rate of spending. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on,
no,
man.
No, we're number one at the rate of spending, brother. We are the number one consumers in the United States, black people. $1.5 trillion, brother.
Yeah, in the United States.
We don't,
I'm talking about in the world, though. In the world,
yeah.
You said we're number nine in the world, though, right?
Yes, according to nine nations.
As a people.
Other nations, countries, we spend just as much or more than those. Yes, absolutely.
Wow. That's crazy to me, man. And we just as a people. You know, come on, man. We're talking about nations, man. God, man.
So we can't keep having this conversation. We can't keep having this conversation because we know what the problem is. We know what the solution is. Getting our people to do that in mass or even in groups, that's the obstacle. Because we've taken on the mindset it's every man for himself. But we at the bottom, and we could change it overnight. Just think about this. And I know it sounds kind of out there, but just think about this. If every black person did not go to work tomorrow, did not spend a dollar, did not spend a dime, just imagine we do that for 2 days. What do you think? I'll even give you one. We won't even talk about everybody in the world. We won't even talk about every black person in the United States. If every black person in Mobile would just for 2 days or 3 days not spend any money.
Okay,
if that's the effective way that we deal with the economics here. But instead we took that $5 or $10 that we would spend during that week, them 2 days, and we put it in a pot.
Okay.
We put it in a pot, and the people that are offered there the most, that's what we would start as far as their community. You would build in that community for the people that were given more than they would want to, but have to. But it's all of it's an investment back into the community. You know what I'm saying? So that's
where
I'm at. I mean, we know the solution, but we can't keep talking about this, man.
I'm just being honest, but we can't
keep having this conversation because we know the problem. But the main thing is, do you have a course of action? That's the next thing that most educated people will ask us. You know,
absolutely.
They would say, all right, so we know what this is. We see this every day. Now, what can we do?
Absolutely.
And you got to have something tangible for the people. You can't just say, well, we need to get together and we need to have some meetings, and then we have some more meetings, and then after the meeting, we have to meet to just keep meeting. I mean, come on, bro.
No, man.
We grown. We know. We are thinking adults. We know exactly what we need to do. But we won't do it. Or you'll have the same people that you see doing the same things in the community every time something goes down, because nobody else is investing the time. Nobody else can find the sacrifice. But we the main ones hurt, man. I go through the city from St. Stephen Road, Spring Hill, Virginia Street, Tech Street, and it's all the same. It's all in the community where our black people live. It's run down. It's dirty. And it has to do with the mentality and the spirit of the people. That a lot of them just don't giving up, and they just want to just live their life, and they don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. They're not thinking about tomorrow. They're thinking about today.
Yeah, you're right.
Lost all hope.
They have.
And when we get like that, it's over with. It's going to get a lot of people, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, because we're going to have to come to the realization that, you know, there's no other way. You're going to see some things that's going to really test people's spirit, because it's going to get worse, brother. I just hate to say it, but only those who are propped and have the foundation in God, they're going to be able to deal with it. Because they know, they saw it, they knew it was coming, so they're prepared. But the people that are, the 85% that are just around here, just every, it's about a party, it's about this, but it ain't about the people. Those are the ones that are going to probably lose their mind, because it's going to get a lot worse. You know? It has to. Because it's going to have to get to a point where you hear in the scripture, they say every knee going to bow.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
When they absolutely. Say that, that means like, you're going to have to see the for real, the everything that you need to see in order to hopefully get it together in time.
And you're absolutely right. Hopefully you can get it together in time. And that's why, bro, we on this special assignment, because we have to continue doing what we're doing. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, I applaud you for what you're doing, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, you keep pushing, you keep pressing, you keep grinding, because, you know what I'm saying, we can't quit, because people still need to hear it, whether they like it or not. It don't really matter to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't care, you know what I'm saying? Just like you don't, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter, you know, because it's taking place. It's going down right now, right before your eyes. Things are shifting right here, downtown Mobile, downtown every city. But right in your eyes, they're shifting. They're taking your homes from you, taking land from you. And, you know, money. You don't even have money. You know, things are just going on. And that black dollar, the most important dollar in the land right now. You know what I'm saying? Your money means a lot. And they're taking it from you. So I like that what you're talking about, man. Investing, stopping spending for a few days. I think I want to get into that right there. I want to harp on that conversation there for a minute, man, because you know, yeah, that right there, man, because see, that's a plan. And you talked about that before. You've been talking about that for a minute. I remember seeing that for a while from you, and you know, a lot of people didn't do what was asked of them, and but I think that a lot has happened since you tried to start that campaign. I remember when you first started that campaign, telling people, "Hey, you know, don't spend no money." You know, I remember that. You know what I'm saying? I remember you telling people, especially around this so-called, what they call Christmas. I remember you really harped on that real hard. You know, say, hey, we ain't spending no money. I remember being a part of that when I was living, you know, in Atlanta. And I ain't spend no money. I was like, I'm risky on this. I'm down with that. And, you know, I was telling people about that. And folks look at you like you're crazy. You know, I was like, man, I got to buy gifts. And I'm like, for what? For who? You know what I'm saying? That's what they want you to do. You know what I'm saying? So how do we get people to, besides what we're doing, do you think people are really willing to really get into this at such a time as this right here?
There are people moving to the truth, and there are people moving toward the lie. You know, and this is the time that everything in the book and everything that's said is going on, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Mother against daughter, father against son, family is getting worse.
Yeah.
But you got to either accept the truth or you're going to die. I'm just being honest.
Absolutely.
Because the truth is the only reality of this universe, God. The truth is the only thing that can stand on its own. The truth. The lie can only be there but so long. If the truth is in the room with a lie, the lie got to go.
That's right.
But who determines truth? Mathematics and science determine the truth. Because your equation is whatever you use, and does this, is it right or is it wrong? You see what I'm saying? That's your equation. And the answer got to do it to be, if you from this universe, if you come from a universe and a world of truth, which it says that in the beginning was the truth, right?
Absolutely.
And the word?
Absolutely. In the beginning was the word.
Okay,
and
I'm
the
just
word
making sure. I'm making sure I'm saying. I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's,
you right.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay. So the truth can always stand. It can stand, and we had a time now where we're split. It's the divide. Either you're going to be with truth, you're going to be with a lie. And you can, and that negative connotation will not allow you to maintain on any consistent level, because it's a lie. It has no foundation. It has to fall. It has to crumble. It has to leak. It has to go. And the truth going to stand. So we here today. And you see what's going on. Either you on the side of truth, and if you decide I'm on the side of truth, but you know I don't want nobody to know, then you might well get over there with the lie. You know
that's true. That's true.
You're afraid to speak out on certain things because you're afraid about what your family, what somebody think.
Hmm.
That's crazy. That means you're enslaved. You're enslaved to a mentality. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible, man. The statistics are crazy. One third of all black females remain in poverty, man. 60% of all black children are born out of wedlock. The jobless rate for black teenagers is nearly 40% all over the United States, and Mobile is 74%. 75% of all black people don't even know about a credit system. It's 152 million people that have bad credit. Things like this. So again, we had that conversation where we said, well, what can we do about it? And this is what I'm going to tell you, how you affect the people around you. We can't say, one person I know, they can't save the world. But what we can do is affect those that we come in contact with on a daily basis. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
We affect them. And so what am I saying about credit? In the last two years, I've learned about credit. Now, the brothers that I'm with feel the same way I feel. So these are three like minds. We know what we need. We got the information. We know how to convey the information in layman's terms where anybody can understand. So what are we going to do? Our first, we got to act. We got to move. How can we get this to our people? We get it through to the children, to the young kids, to the juniors and seniors in high school, to the middle school. We teach them credit literacy. It's never been taught on any educational level, never. So we teach them. And we teach them so when they're prepared to leave high school and from a junior and senior, when they go to college, they're not taking themselves in debt because they're getting 10 and 11 credit cards. And they don't have to pay no money. They can just get down and just go. They join the swipe nation. All they do is swipe. And, I mean, that's what we do when we were that age. You know, but we had to pay for it.
Right.
But now we're giving our children the opportunity. They don't have to pay for it. And we're going to show them how to get their student loans modified where they're not coming out of college and getting a job and going to the poorhouse with student loans.
Right.
So we started Monday. We had Maddie T. Blunt High School. Big shouts out to Principal Woods and Assistant Principal Tim Hale over there. We're at LaFleur High School tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Big shouts out to Mr. Henderson, man. That's my brother, man. I've been knowing him since we was in high school together. He's a Kappa. I don't want to put that out there for him, but he went to that school. He turned that school around. When we went in the circle, when he first got there, and they had that big prayer circle.
Absolutely.
He got
to
school. Yeah, so we over
there. Class 86, baby. Class 86.
Yeah.
Right in the heart. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then. Well, big shouts out there. I know y'all little weekend coming up. Y'all little rally weekend is coming. But anyway, you know, he's doing great stuff. He turned that school totally around.
Absolutely.
And then we're going back to BC Rain. If you remember BC Rain, we did BC Rain last year. But we're
right.
doing BC
That's
Rain
right.
now this year, and we're doing Williamson tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We start over there. So we're doing
Absolutely.
9 o'clock in the morning for LaFleur, and then 1 o'clock for Williamson. And all these are juniors and seniors at all these different schools. And
Absolutely.
It's an eight-week
Big
course.
Ups.
They're going to go
yes,
eight
sir.
Weeks with us for an hour
yes,
and 30
sir.
Minutes. And when they get finished, they're going to have a booklet. They're going to have, because they got them binders at the school. So they putting our stuff in the binder, and they leaving that binder in there, and they come back and forth with it. And then after
That's
the
right.
8 weeks, they'll get a certificate of completion. But they also get another certificate saying that they successfully completed the task, because that's the certificate that it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I forgot. Anyway, I lost my train of thought about the certificate. But yeah, they get those at the end, and also we give them monetary prizes too. For the first and second place high scores, we give $100
right.
to the first win and $75 to second. So these young people, when we get in there and we talk to them, man, a lot of them latching on, and they're very intelligent. Sometimes I'm not gonna say the school. I went to a school last year when we first started trying to pick schools, and we went in there, and them kids looked like sleep. They had turned their desk to the facing the window, you know. And I was like, what is going on in here? And it's like they don't even care about education, and you know. I had to battle with that because I've been seeing that for like the last 5 to 10 years. And I always go to schools and do their little dances or prep rallies or stuff like that. So I'm at middle schools and high schools. And I just saw
right.
how it was just like so wild, and they wasn't, you know, they just didn't care. And then I started thinking, what if I went to school, which I did, and all I learned in school from the kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade was things, great things about people that don't look like me. I learned all these great things the first time I see something about somebody that looks like me, it's the civil rights era.
Yeah.
What if you woke up and what about if we all went to school again and we were young people, and when we were at school this time, we got the truth about the different our different kings and queens and cities, and Egyptians ain't what you see today. They're actually black people. When you see about we were the creators of science, medicine, astrology,
right.
Algebra. We taught people, and the Moors taught in the Renaissance in England, taught them how to eat
That's
three
right.
different the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They taught them about washing because they weren't even
That's
washing
right.
their ass. Excuse
That's
me,
right.
washing their butt. My bad.
That's right.
And I mean, it's so much stuff. We
That's right.
taught. We taught everything. We taught all the sciences. We taught all the disciplines. Excuse me. We taught science, medicine, astrology, everything. And we had a political, as you call it today, we didn't have a political party, but we had ranks.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So they didn't just get this framework of how our government rose. It's so much that we done contributed and gave. I mean, I just be popping out just like the car, you know, the fluorescent light, and it's so much that we've contributed that you don't ever hear about.
That's right.
But now they're saying, and it's no disrespect to my brothers and sisters that live that lifestyle, they're getting the LGBT. They want to implement a history in the history classes now. They're trying to do that. But they disregarded our history.
Right.
See how disrespectful that is?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but like
absolutely.
I said, you know, I talk about finance and credit and all that. And the only thing I can do and to be effective is affect those who I come in contact every day on a daily basis with.
Absolutely.
So that's why we initiated. We're proactive about making sure that our young people get this credit thing down. So when they come out of high school and college, they have about a 750 to 820 score, and they're on beast mode, and they can go sign and get $150,000 with no number but a signature, and they can
that's
do
right.
it, be young and be their own boss and start their own, you know, their own business. Because I think it's a travesty to tell somebody as a young person, I want you to go to college, get a good education so you can get a good job. That's some slave thinking, brother.
Yeah.
We can't think like that no more, man. You
no,
tell them,
man.
Go to college, get you a good education so you can create your own job and come back
That's
to your
right.
community and build it. We had
That's
that
right.
mentality, we'll be honest. But you tell somebody, you know, you already setting them up. I tell you, man, just go on, man. Go to college, get you a good education, man. Come home, get you a good job making $50,000. When you can have when you can be the owner and the boss of that job and making $300,000, you paying your worker $50,000.
That's right. Absolutely.
You see what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
So we gotta get out of that that mentality with our children, man. Start putting that in their head, you know, that other talk is self defeating.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
man,
excuse me, brother. I get passionate for this, brother. I love my people, man.
I know that, and that's why we on here on Monday nights, man, with this special assignment. We're gonna take a musical break. We got about 20 more minutes. We got Rodney Toomer on. Rodney X is on the radio with me tonight, man. We breaking chains. It's a special assignment. Hang on, we'll be right back. Stick around.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. No. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles slowing me now. No, ain't no shackles slowing me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming bowling before the throne. It's mandatory. My defense is God alone. I feel the spirit. It's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot. But that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an eyeglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a foe fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him. I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Free, put your hands up.
Hands up.
Yeah, put your hands up.
Go.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put
yeah.
your hands up.
Hey.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up.
Go.
If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up.
Yeah.
I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up.
Turn.
Been a bounce bad like a re-up.
Yeah.
And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the stain like a crypto and seize up.
Yeah.
Light of the world, people need us.
Need
yeah,
us.
It's in the scripture, people need us.
Need
but the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Bring back to my memory what he done told me.
Oh.
Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
Ain't
no shackles on me now. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up.
Oh.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up.
Woo.
If you really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles holding me down.
No, no.
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains. Special assignment. What's going on with you? Pastor Rod's on the radio. My boy, Rodney X is on. How you doing? Pick up the phone, 858-357-9137. Catch out to live stream, www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Check us out every Monday. We live right here on the Way Radio, YAT Radio. Hey, man, we got us a live caller on. She wants to get on, and she has a question for us. Good evening, ma'am. How are you? You're live on the radio. It's a special assignment on YAT Radio.
Yes. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. And I know you've got a limited amount of time, so I'll try to keep it. But my primary question is, I joined the call a few minutes late, and I never heard this show before. I was joining for, you know, so for another reason, but I listened to it. But I wanted to ask a question, like, as far as I did hear you, and I've heard a lot of people talking about just the day where African Americans would not spend money, perhaps in the country, for a day. Now, I just wanted to know, what would be, I understand our purpose would show that what our economic impact has on this country. But I do know also that when the civil rights movement, and I know some people don't agree with the civil rights movement as far as, you know, the way things were done. But I do know that when the Montgomery bus boycott took place, there was a purpose, there was a push for something that we were asking for, not even just asking for. So I guess kind of like, as far as I would want to know, okay, so we're saying we're not spending money for a day. So it's just like saying, like, what do we want the U.S. or, you know, whoever we're doing this for, what is our purpose? We have to come with a purpose to say, okay, we're not going to spend our dollars for a day and see what it does. But what are we wanting us, you know, what are we wanting to come from that? Because if, you know, sometimes if you don't give a purpose for doing something, then we can say, yeah, let's not do it. Most people are not, I mean, because there's so many of us, we have different, you know, somebody may not have food or groceries, and that day that we're boycotting, they may just get the money to buy groceries, so they would be some of the people that would have to go to the store on the day where we're boycotting. But what is our primary focus on? What do we want by taking our dollar out of the economy for one day?
Go ahead, brother. Okay. You can answer that one first.
First of all, I want to say good evening, sister. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I am great. More than not just not spending to this economy and on our local level, we can practice group economics. Now, our long-term goal is to be able to have funding and be able to have some resources that we can make our community better. But you got to have capital. You have to have good credit. You have to have these things. But when I said about withholding our dollar, I meant because we're being disrespected because we won't stand up to these people that don't have, especially our legislature, the people that we send to Montgomery. These people, they're not holding their end of the bargain. They're being manipulated by lobbyists. So we're not hurting them at all. But if we hold back our finance and they see how powerful we are as far as our dollar, and we say, well, we're not going to do this no more, they're going to have to come and sit at the table because this economy is driven by majority of us. Now, I'm not saying that there are more people that are not black that are spending more money. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying that we spend the most money, and for things that we don't need, we spend the most money, but we are never getting a return on what we spend because we don't produce nothing. You talked about the civil rights era. Well, when we were segregated, we didn't have no choice but to spend it in the community. We couldn't do nothing but spend it at Pop Store, at Uncle John, this and that. But when we were able to go and eat and drink and go over to the other different places that didn't have people that looked like this and owned it, then we left the community that we were always self-sufficient in. So we know that if we're 53% of Mobile African Americans, then we have a little more that we can leverage. And we leverage with our dollars because people got to get paid. The economy has to keep flowing here. But they're building all these nice buildings downtown and bringing all these new businesses in, but you ain't building the people up. So then what you have is a fluctuation of a whole bunch of violence, people getting killed every day, robbing, murder, stealing, and it's affecting only us. It's an epidemic going on, and we sitting there like we don't see what's going on, and our officials see what's going on. But in the meantime, moving 100 miles an hour, you got gerrymandering going on in Mobile, you got gentrification going on in Mobile. You have a thing that they've been doing called spatial deconcentration, where you're misplacing people, uprooting them from their homes and sending them out West Mobile. So if you're West Mobile, the further you get out West Mobile, the further you turn into county. Therefore, you can't vote in the city. Therefore, your vote goes ineffective. So the only way that these people know anything, if you hold your dollar. Now, I said if we hold this dollar, we can put this dollar in the general fund and a community bank, a black bank, Commonwealth, and put it in some and have some structure and invest back in the community. If you somebody might be saying, like, you know, I'm not going to spend much, $5. I mean, it's so simple. We keep talking about we need solutions, but it's so simple. But nobody's willing to do it. Because I guess we don't have enough organizational skills. We're just every man's for himself now. So
I understand what you're saying. So I understand that. Now, I think you're speaking of, when you're speaking of Alabama, so you're saying the legislatures and everybody are overlooking. But I'm just thinking of a thing. I have no economic training. I am totally the opposite. I'm in the healthcare industry. But my thing is that you were speaking of gentrification and, you know, moving blacks out of maybe downtown areas and they're building beautiful buildings. That's happening in a lot of cities. And then African-Americans are uprooted and saying move somewhere else. And you're building buildings, condos, apartments where African-Americans cannot live. So
absolutely cannot.
If you were to live, exactly. Where the thing about it is, I'm thinking of, you know, if it's in a regional area, if it's not a national thing, but if it's just saying, hey, for Mobile, we're going to remove our dollars for a day or two until you say you build us something where African Americans can live and can be affordable, but it's going to be nice, but it's affordable, even if it's just for middle class African Americans. But we're going to build somewhere where it's not exclusive to African Americans, but where African Americans can afford to live.
Absolutely.
So I think that if we go with a goal in mind, we're saying, hey, we're gonna stop spending our dollars until you come up with until we have a space of land where you're gonna build
us. So we can sit at the table with you.
Exactly. So I'm saying, because if we have something concrete, rather, because these are awesome things, but the fact is that we as African Americans, a lot of us still, we distrust each other. So if we
say, hey,
we're gonna give this person over here, if we give 500,000 African Americans participate and give somebody $5, the people are gonna be like, I don't know what they're gonna do with my money and who's gonna be over it, and eventually end up with people fighting and somebody pocketed. Exactly.
Yeah,
somebody pocketed $100,000 and people's gonna be fussing because I gave my $5 and it's lost for good. And it's not about the $5, it's just that we hate each other so much. And I'm gonna be honest with the black businesses, a lot of black businesses that I have, some of them are fine. But the ones that you do patronize, a lot of times they're disorganized. I'm not saying I'm an extremely organized person, but when I go into a business and I patronize it, I don't expect you to come up with disorganization, bad attitudes, old stuff, and something that is old, it's stinky, or it's like it's something that is just, that at a store, if I go to the store down the street, I know that I'm not going to pay three times as much for it, although I understand we can't get as much. You know, it will cost a little more, but we've got to deal with that. Bad attitudes, mean people. You've got people that are charging way more, and the store is dirty. It looks dirty. It looks grungy.
Yes.
We don't have to do that all the time. Now, there are times when we don't have the spaces that some places have, but we have to think about those things. We have to put out there. We've got to get to the root of the problem. We're saying the symptoms, but we've got to say, hey, how can we fix this at the root so people will want to come in and spend their money?
Absolutely. So here's my
feedback on that. I'm going to say this one here. Once again, thank you for calling in tonight on Breaking Chains. Listen, here's my thing. Listening to all of that and seeing all of this that's going on all over the country with us everywhere, we have to get to a point where stopping either for a day, 2 days, however long it takes, we have to get to a point to see how important that we are. Some of our people need to see how important that they are in order to be able to boost morale. Morale is at an all-time low. You just said it. We don't trust each other. We kill each other. We are crabs in a bucket. So in order for us to be able to feel like we are important, we have to be made like we are important. So if we can pull dollars out for a day or two, 24, 48 hours, we get to see the importance and the overall aspect of it. So then maybe not me, but our people that are at an all-time low in morale can get to see that maybe, guess what, my $5 does mean something. And maybe their morale can be boosted just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because that is the root of the problem. Because they feel like nothing. That's why they out there acting the way they're acting. So we have to – it takes one person to get out there. Each one reach one. So we got to get out there and reach them. We got to do something, or we going to lose them. You know, we losing them every day anyway. So we got to make them feel like they're important, because we can't give up on them because they are all people. So we have to just let them feel like they're important, because if we stop it, and guess what? If I stop it and I look back and the economy crashed for a day in a local city because I stopped spending my money, you know how I'm going to feel? I'm going to feel important about that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't spend $5. And you said something about what if they need groceries. If Brother Rodney say we're going to do this on this date, he's going to put out a date when he wants this done. So everybody going to go shopping before that. And when he puts that date out, we're going to promote it. And that's the day we're going to shut the city down.
Oh, brother, I'm not in a position to do that right now, brother, because, you know, it's more things going on than that. Just getting structured and getting a group of think tank together and not have a bunch of meetings, but actually have something written down, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So
I know.
You know, but I'm going to say this. I know it's getting ready. We've got about 5 minutes, but it's an extreme lack of resources. And this has happened over an extended period of time in the community. And this has led to pervasive hopelessness, brother, that has given way to just a moral decline, a decline that devalues human life and wipes out any confidence in any institution designed for upward mobility.
Right.
It's just we've lost hope. And you just got to try to affect change around you. And who you come in contact with on a daily basis. If each one of us do that, I think we can at least have some progress made around us. I keep saying it, and this is the defeater here. You can't save the world, but you can affect those that you come in contact with on a daily basis every day. That's how change comes to me. You know, it has to be at that grassroots level, at interpersonal level, and you have to just deal with people. But I appreciate you letting me come on, and I appreciate the sister that came on and gave her great point of view. She made a lot of sense, and I commend her for coming on and engaging in this conversation on this podcast.
That's right. Sister, you got any last words that you want to add? I think she's gone, but
she's gone. Well, all righty then.
Yes, sir. The special assignment, brother, is in full effect. And I appreciate you coming on tonight, man, and tackling these issues, man. And we'll be back in this thing live next Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, man. And we're going to stay on top of it, man. We're going to keep pressing forward. And anybody that'd like to join us like this sister did, pick up the phone, tell a friend that we're here, 858-357-9137. The mic is always open for you. We don't mind. We want to hear from you. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Pass us on. We like having this conversation. Brother, until next week, man, peace and blessings and much love to you, man. To you and Mrs. Toomer, man, love you, brother.
Peace and blessings, brother. I'll talk to you later. God bless, man.
God bless, man. Peace.
Want to get involved? Got comments or suggestions? Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.